Tantor Audio presents Murder on the House by Juliet Blackwell. Narrated by Exie Sands. Chapter 1. What makes a house look haunted? Is it enough to appear abandoned, run down, bleak? To creak and groan when long fingers of fog creep down the nearby hills? Or is it something else? A whisper of a tragic past, a distinct but unsettling impression that dwelling within is something indescribable, and perhaps not human. Beats me. I'm a general contractor with a well-earned reputation for restoring and renovating historic homes in the San Francisco Bay Area, and an abiding desire to chuck all my responsibilities and run off to Paris. Reconciling those two imperatives has been hard enough, but recently my life was made even more complicated when Haunted House Quarterly named me California's most promising up-and-coming ghostbuster. A misleading moniker, if ever there was one. When it comes to ghosts, I'm pretty clueless. Not that I let that stop me. Recently, ghosts had appeared on a couple of my job sites, and I'd done what any really good contractor would. I handled them as best I could and got back to work. But at the moment, I was standing, on purpose, on the front stoop of an alleged haunted house in San Francisco's vibrant Castro district. The graceful old structure didn't look haunted, what with the cars parked in the drive, the cluster of red clay pots planted with marigolds on the porch, ecru lace curtains hanging in the front windows, and a folded newspaper on the sisal doormat. But the current residents were certain they weren't the only ones inhabiting the place, and they liked it that way. In fact, they planned to renovate it and transform it into a haunted bed and breakfast. The house was massive, built in a neoclassical revival style with Italianate flourishes. The street-side facade was symmetrical. The peeling paint on trim and walls alike was a traditional monochromatic cream. There were long rows of tall, narrow...